Films from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 6, continued from March-April 1992 issue. We continue with the description of the Golden Jubilee film taken on Tuesday, September 1, 1946, by the Indian Information Bureau. This film was later distributed to cinema houses around the country. During this scene, described in our January-February 1992 issue, we hear the following narration in typical British accent. Ashram of Ramana at Arunachala drew crowds of devotees on September the 1st to mark the completion of 50 years when Ramana first set foot on the sacred soil of this historical mountain shrine. From far and near, they flocked the darshan of the holy sage, who, by the severest austerities and profound contemplation, has attained spiritual wisdom and serenity unique in the country. Thousands draw comfort by his mere presence, for he neither preaches nor blames, setting all at ease who come to him by the essential goodness he radiates to all around. A good man in a troubled world. The beginning of the narration has been cut off, perhaps lost, but what remains is sufficient to recreate what many thousands of viewers saw throughout India. At the end of this newsreel, we see the most detailed frontal view of the Maharishi's face on film. He is wearing a short beard, exhibits a calm and distant look, and faces directly into the camera for 12 seconds. His head, which is slightly shaking, nearly takes up all the screen. The last few of these 12 seconds were stilled by an earlier film editor. Then something interesting takes place. Suddenly, we are looking at the Maharishi's back while a small group of prominent devotees surround him. They also have their backs turned to the movie camera. This is quite unusual, though the reason is soon noticed. Bhagavan is facing a large crowd of devotees, and in the front of this crowd, with tripod and camera, stands Dr. T. N. Krishnaswamy, focusing in on his favorite subject, the Maharishi. Filmed from behind and photographed from the front, Bhagavan displays a typically indifferent but gracious attitude. We must mention here that Dr. T. N. Krishnaswamy was the ordained ashrama photographer and is responsible for many of the hundreds of photos we have of the Maharishi today. As a young man, he first came to Tiruvannamalai in 1930 with his new camera to take photos of the Grand Arunachala Temple. While at the temple, someone mentioned that he should go a little distance down the road and take photos of the sage living there. He did. The Maharishi cordially consented, and Dr. T.N.K., as he is often referred to in books, became an ardent lifelong devotee, a devotee with a camera. The walls of his house in Madras, he died in 1975, where his son now lives, are still lined with large framed photos of his master. We now come to a 2-minute 8mm color film taken by K.K. Nambiar. In his book, The Guiding Presence of Sri Ramana, he mentions the details relating to this film. In 1946, the state of Madras sent him abroad to learn certain engineering procedures. Before leaving New York, he bought a 8mm color movie camera with the sole purpose of making a film at Sri Ramanashramam, which he did upon his return in February of 1947. After this, K.K. Nambiar filmed the Maharishi often and is responsible for more than half of all the films that we now have. He rose to the top of his profession and was able to assist the ashrama in many capacities. As both an eminent and active devotee, we are deeply indebted to him. And although Mr. Nambiar readily handed over all his other films to the ashrama, he was reluctant to hand over this first film he took of Bhagwan in 1947. In fact, he never did. Only after he passed away did his son give it to the ashrama in February of 1990. Mr. Nambiar died in 1986. A clue to why Mr. Nambiar withheld this particular reel is revealed from what his kind wife recently told us. She said that as he lay in bed during his final days, he would often reach over to the projector at his bedside, switch it on, and view this film again and again. While watching this film and seeing the special indulgence granted to the Nambiars by Bhagwan, we can easily understand Mr. Nambiar's attachment to the film and the emotion it must have evoked in him. Continued in the July-August issue.